they set out to say tzoch la'soyse v'pas. This opinion holds you have to have Siddur Shlishis with bread, because it says by the month three times hayom, when the month was like bread, three times three meals with bread. There's a second opinion. It says yochol la'soyse b'chol ma'achol shosu mechamishes minei dogim. Anything that's made out of the five grains, make a mezoinasan, that's also acceptable according to the second opinion. Because generally, by Siddur Shlishis, the person is pretty full anyway. So, this way, he eats something that gives him extra mozen, but he is not a full meal. The Yeshayim is a more lenient opinion. She always says, B'dom Shulachim is a pas. You can have the main course of the meal without any bread at all, like both of the dogim, meat and fish, I would love to just having fruit. That's not considered a meal. The last opinion says you could even make it on fruit. As long as you're being kabei yourself, setting aside yourself to sit down and eat something with puppets. Sorry, showing the ikr shetol asoyis of pasel in kain, usaleh v'yayisah. The mechaber holds, but the ikr halacha is you have to use bread for the Siddur Shlishis, unless you're so full you can't eat it. Ramah says, of a mokum she'i ev shaloi lechum pas, k'goyin ev pesel shechal yis v'shabbos. If the time cannot eat bread, for example, a pesel that came out on Shabbos, also lechum pas afa mincha, then it'll be moitzi his Siddur Shlishis with food. Yes. Women are chayiv like men in Siddur Shlishis. They're also involved in the nature of the mon. Therefore, they be careful to make Siddur Shlishis and also with the recognition if possible. So that's what I feel we're doing. Sin raised out of days. The mincha, oyimim, ashri, volatzin, vanit filosi. The mincha we say, ashri, volatzin, afterwards kadosh, and then anit filosi. The volatzin, is in the place of the volatzin, we say generally after Shabbos, and during the week, but Shabbos, it's already getting late, by Shabbos time, so we push it off for mincha. For anit filosi, the volatzin, it's well, and it's based on measures that Dovah Melech said that the goyim may make a party, they get drunk, and say all kind of silly things. But by us, even though we're having a feast on Shabbos, I need to be lost. We ate and drink, and I'm turning to you with my tefillas. By Mincha Vayonta, we don't say it, because we don't read in the Torah. That's Eitz Rotzen. Eitz Rotzen is when you have a connection to the Torah. Ma'aseh by Shabbos, we say it, even if you don't have a say. Matzien says the Mechab, Matzien says the Torah, the Torah, the Shoish, and Oshim. We take out the third week, three aliyahs. And so, Sukhmi Pasha Bo. Even if Yontif came out during the week, we read the parsha the next week, we do not read the Yontif parsha. As we know, by Mincha, we don't say Kaddish after the Kriyas Torah, we say we push it off to before the Shemoneh Esrei, and that's the time the Kaddish is said. But it's always an Indian to have Kaddish before Shemoneh Esrei. For some reason, there's no safer term in the shul. So after they finish Asher, we'll see if she's a Kaddish and go straight into Shemoneh Esrei. The Pesach only feel after she's before the Kaddish, because Kaddish will be immediately before the Tzivah.